American roots music has been pretty well scrutinized in recent years, but one genre has been neglected: gospel. Black gospel has been better served than white gospel, but anyone who wants to learn more about the roots of soul music has a job ahead of them. Rock historian Ed Ward says that job has been made easier by two sets of CDs curated by Mike McGonigal, Fire in My Bones and This May Be My Last Time Singing. Here's Ed's review.
Some years back, I was driving across the South with a German friend, leaving early Sunday morning from Athens, Georgia, and heading to Louisiana. I turned on the radio and found a black church service in progress, and a woman with a remarkable voice singing. "Who's that?" my friend asked. I told him I had no idea. "But with a voice like that, she must be famous," he said. Some miles down the road, when the station had faded out, he still didn't believe me. Of course, that's no reason to believe she didn't make a record. Mike McGonigal, whose literary magazine Yeti mixes indie rock and literature, has been collecting gospel 45s on Vanity and Tiny Independent labels for years, and in his spare time, he's put out two triple disc sets of amazing stuff from his collection. Some of it, like the Mississippi Nightingale's Don't Let Him Ride, which we just heard, is fairly conventional, but some of it isn't.
Well, you just well to get ready, you got to die. Just well to get ready, you got to die. Well, it may be the day or tomorrow. Well, you can't tell the minute nor the hour.
Elder Roma Wilson and family were a man and his three sons, all four of them playing harmonicas, recorded in 1948 in a Detroit record store. They weren't even informed that the record had been released until McGonigal contacted them. Most of these recordings are fairly obscure, but not all of them. Elder Beck's rock and roll sermon is too long to play here, but it's long been snickered over as a prime example of a preacher preaching against something that his band knows only too well. For a denunciation of rock and roll, it rocks. In fact, rocking is something that's all over these collections. Witness Little Axe and the Golden Echoes. McGonigal has unearthed stories on most of these records, and he reports that Little Axe, who put in time with a lot of professional gospel groups, was named Wilmer Broadnax, although the word on the gospel circuit was that Wilmer was born Wilma and spent her entire life passing as a man. The selections I've played so far were from the Fire in My Bones collection, which includes not only independent recordings, but a fair helping of ethnomusicological recordings. The fact that the follow-up collection, This May Be My Last Time Singing, is more narrowly focused on gospel 45s from 1957 to 1982 makes it even more exciting.
Maybe my last time. Maybe my last time. Maybe my last time. Maybe my last time. My heart. Yeah, maybe my last time, I don't know.
It's exciting, but it doesn't mean that it's any more polished. Missionary Mamie Sample recorded this in New Orleans in 1972, an old Staples Singers song that's clearly fallen into the folk tradition, not to mention the Rolling Stones repertoire. In fact, pop music, the blues, and the church get pretty intertwined in some of these numbers. Sonic Travelers of Memphis, Tennessee, recorded this for the J&W label, for which the song's writer, Willie Morganfield, was a producer. If his name seems familiar, it should be. He's one of Muddy Waters' sons. I have to admit that I hope these two collections do very well, not just because McGonigal's a nice guy and he's done a fantastic job here, but because it might indicate that there's some interest in gospel. And these records are fine in their own quirky way, but the vast majority of black gospel remains not only out of print, but inaccessible. Every big post-war independent label that recorded black music, Chess, Duke, Scepter, and Jewel, to name just a few, had a gospel label on which the major auditorium-filling acts recorded. The situation in gospel right now is like having all the 13th Floor Elevators records in print, while nobody can get to the Beatles recordings. With the revival of interest in soul, it might be nice to let people hear where it, and most of its singers, came from. Until then, I commend these sets to you, with their odd mixture of sermons, songs, and strangeness.
Ed Ward is Fresh Air's rock historian. He lives in France.